One of the greatest summaries of the suffering of Christ in Scripture comes from the great chapter, Isaiah 53, where it talks about the man of sorrows who was acquainted with grief. And of course, we know there that it was the Lord who laid on him the iniquity of us all. We know that theologically that's what was going on. God was laying on him the iniquity of us all, and thus he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement for our peace was upon him, and it is by his stripes we are healed. But it also tells us that mixed in with what God was doing on the cross also was what man was doing. And there is a connection between what God was doing and what man was doing. When we look at man, we see that Jesus was despised and rejected by men. That's what it tells us in Isaiah 53. So men are active in this, and they are despising and rejecting Jesus. It also tells us that he was oppressed and afflicted. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter. In other words, Jesus was given over by the Father, the way, part of the way that the Father laid upon him the iniquity of us all, and let him feel the wrath and the results that were due for sin, was by turning Jesus over to sinners and turning Jesus over to Satan. Because the Gospels and the book of Acts make it clear that while everybody involved was making their own decisions for their own reasons, the religious leaders were making their own decisions for their own reasons. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, who did not get along at all, came together, and they had their own reasons for doing so. They both came together to align against Jesus. Pontius Pilate was making his own decisions for his own reasons. Herod was making his own decisions for his own reasons. We're told that Herod and Pilate had previously been political enemies. But amazingly, they became friends on that occasion. They became friends in order to put Jesus on the cross. But they're making their own decisions for their own reasons. And we're told specifically that Satan is acting in the background. Now, he's not overriding people's wills. He's not turning into robots. They're still making their own decisions for their own reasons. But when you have sinners who have a built-in antipathy toward the living God, which connects them in that sense with Satan himself, it makes sinners very, very easy for Satan to manipulate. And so we see him operating. And we know it was his design to kill Jesus. He knew Jesus was the Son of God. What he didn't know was exactly how Jesus was going to save the world, exactly how Jesus was going to take the world and all the nations away from Satan. Not by some kind of a pact or working things out or some kind of a detente, but by snatching them away, by destroying Satan himself. And so Satan is moving and men are moving and they're coming together, and we see, as it were, sinners in their finest hour. This is the one point in history where we know Satan pulled out all the stops. This is the one time we see sin, as it were, at its best, at its highest, at its most sophisticated, at its most shiny. And what does it look like? It looks like taking an innocent man, the Savior of the world, who had given every indication and every proof of that fact, taking him, framing him, handing him over to the Romans to do the dirty work so that the covenant people keep their hands clean, and putting him on the cross, but making sure he's taken off by sundown so that there's no defilement of the holy days that are coming. That's what it looks like. And part of the Father pouring out the wrath on Jesus of sin's due is specifically turning him over to this machine, for him to be ground up in the gears. Now, Jesus' suffering for us, you see, is both. It's all of that. That is him suffering, paying the price for sin, that we might be forgiven. It is also God displaying what we look like apart from Christ. And part of it is so that the gospel in this world puts this kind of nonsense to an end. This was mob justice at its finest and its most sophisticated. And we can see in our own society, as we, as a society, turn further and further away from Christ and the living God, this kind of slick, sophisticated mob justice, you can see it coming back, right and left. You see it every day. This is how the Son of God suffered to deliver us, and this is what we're supposed to be delivered from. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.